Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered.
Speak the word.
When people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive past that they're on, we have to keep in mind that this is a war over our loved ones and we must keep fighting. I cannot express that enough to all of those that are listening out there today. We are in a battle. We are in a war over our loved ones, especially our children, whether they're children that's in school or in college, or maybe they're all adults now. But wherever they are, the enemy is after our children. And actually, he's after our children more so than he is the adults, because children are so easily led astray and so easily influenced. And they don't have the wisdom that usually comes as they age. And so he's really after them. As a matter of fact, one chapter you can write down, I think that will be good for you. John 6:35-37 in the English version, it says, "And then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty. I told you before," he said in 36, "before that you have seen me and still," he says, "you don't believe." In verse 37, he says, "The Father gives me my people. Every one of them will come to me," he says, "and I will always accept them." So there's not going to be an issue. There's not going to be a problem about whether or not Jesus accepts you. He says he'll always accept them. So I want to go real quickly down. This is a prayer that you can pray for your children. It says, "Lord, I ask you to build a hedge of thorns around," and insert that person's name in there, "to separate my loved ones from any influence not ordained by you. I pray that those who are a bad influence will lose interest and flee, and that my loved ones will lose interest in them as well. May that hedge defend against any contact with those who are out of your will. I pray that in their frustration, the prodigal, my child, will return to you in the name of Jesus." And like I said, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's going to be the first step. Then the rest of the time is just going to be for you to be that influence on your children, because once they see how your life has changed, they're going to want their lives to change too. Saints, there are some people who did not get saved until they were adults, you know, so therefore they didn't raise their children to have a personal relationship with Jesus. As a matter of fact, I fit into that category. You know, my mom, she was a prayer warrior. My mom never gave up on me. She was a righteous woman of God, and she continued to pray for me until the day she went home to be with the Lord. She prayed for me until she took her last breath. You know, my only regret is that I did not receive the Lord until after her death. However, I'm so grateful for her prayers, you know, and I'm praying that I will see all of my children and grandchildren accept Jesus while I'm still here on this earth. But I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on fighting this battle. I'm going to keep on fighting this war until the day that I take my last breath, because I do know that God's word is seed. And when you're planting those seeds, whether you're planting them in your children or wherever you're planting those seeds, they are going to grow. They are going to take root, and they are going to bring a harvest. And that's what I'm talking about today. So don't give up on your children. Just keep on praying. Your grandchildren, just keep on praying. Keep on fighting the good fight. This is some things that we don't ever want to stop. But you know, like I said, I'm so thankful that my mother never gave up on me. But I thank God that this scripture covers everyone and is solid to stand on. How faithful is our God. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. In other words, they shall escape. And blessed is the fruit of your womb. You know, we want to keep that in mind too. God promises us in Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, verse 4, that blessed is the fruit of our womb. In John 6, 65 through 37, in the Easy Read version, then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty. In verse 36, he said, I told you before that you have seen me and still don't believe me. You still don't believe. In 37, it says, the Father gives me my people, and every one of them will come to me. I will always accept them. We were talking about this before in the first part of the message. So if you did not get saved until you were an adult and have children who do not know God, let me slow down and say this. I would declare this, I'd pray this, I would sing this, and memorize this 24/7. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. God has not left anyone out. The Word of God never fails. You know, you begin to quote the Word of God over your children. Once you start quoting the Word of God over your children, I want you to just stand back and watch it. Just watch the Word break that rock of the most stubborn wills and rebellion into smithereens. God's Word is going to break every bit of that into smithereens. All you have to do is be faithful and keep on praying. Bless His holy name. As His Word says, it never fails. In Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, in the New King James, it says, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. They all came true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 37, in the Amplified Classic, it says, for with God, nothing. I'm going to go again. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. There's not one word in His book that's without power and it's impossible. Let me go one step further and say, let's say your children are saved, but bound by spirit. You know, some of our children were brought up in church, and some of our children have been saved. In other words, by saved, I mean they have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They have now become believers. But for some reason, let's say your children have been delivered. They are Christians, but they, for some reason or another, along the way, they've been bound by spirits of fear, bitterness, anger, hurt, pride, rejection, you know, and I could go on and on and on. But remember this promise. Always remember this promise. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. They shall escape. You know, when I pray for my children in the morning, I make it personal. And I say, Lord, I thank you that it's your promise. It's a promise that you have made to me. You have promised me that my seed, I am the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. And you said that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered, and blessed is the fruit of my womb. And so, Lord, I thank you for those promises. And I pray over my children. And things are changing. You know, they aren't going to change overnight, but they will change. I mean, if you look at it this way, they didn't get where they are overnight, and they don't get back the way. I'm not saying that God can't do miracles and just translate them like that. He can. But most of the time, it's a process. And so, but every little thing is another step. I notice one little old thing that is said or one little old thing is done, it just confirms in my spirit that God's Word is working. I'm speaking the Word and the Word is working. God's Word is always working, but we have to work it. We have to work it. The word delivered in the Strong's Concordance means to escape. It means to be delivered. It is used many times as the word escape. For instance, when the word says things like David escaped from Saul, in the scriptures we talk about David and Saul in 1 Samuel 19, verse 18 in the Easy Read version, it says that David escaped and ran away to Samuel, to Ramon. He told Samuel everything that Saul had done to him. And then David and Samuel went to the camps where the prophet stayed, and David stayed there. Or there's another time when the Israelites were delivered from the hand of the Philistines. Delivered, escaped, is the same word as in Hebrews, as I said before. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13, in the God Word translation, it says that the power of the Philistines was crushed. It was crushed, so they didn't come into Israel's territory again, because the Lord restrained the Philistines as long as Samuel was living. In other words, He delivered them, they escaped, and as long as Samuel was living, the Philistines never showed their face. Saints, you might be thinking right now that your child has dug his or herself in so deep that it's impossible for them to escape. But as I just said earlier in the scripture, God says, is anything too hard for me? No, brothers and sisters, nothing is too hard for our Father. Nothing is impossible for Him. And yes, they may have dug themselves in some deep pits, but you know, all through the Bible, we can see where God has delivered them. I know God delivered me out of pits, and if He delivered me, He could deliver your children. Praise God. Saints, you might be thinking right now that your child has dug his or herself in so deep that they'll never escape. But this is not true, believe me. It really doesn't matter what your child has gotten themselves into. If it's some type of addiction, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or whatever it might be, it's really not important what they've gotten themselves into, because whatever they're battling with, nothing is impossible for our God. They shall be delivered, and that's my point. So we don't have to be concerned about our child, our children. They've got themselves dug in this hole, and they're not paying attention to anybody, and they just, you know, there's no hope for them. But as I said before, as long as there's a breath in them, there is hope. And as long as there's a breath in you, and as long as you got a mouth and you can speak, you can move any mountain. You can get any mountain out of your way. And I ain't got time to preach on that today, but we can do that. I've done that many, many times. But let me say this. Before condemnation comes and tells you that you're not righteous, because the enemy, he always comes to argue with you. He always comes to tell you, you know, when the Bible says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered, then he's going to come immediately and say, well, the Bible says that the seed of the righteous is going to be delivered. You're not righteous. Well, righteous really is just right standing with God. And it says here, let me give you the definition for righteous. Righteous means as justified, and it means and vindicated by God. If you're born again and a believer, that's what I'm saying. If you're born again and you're a believer, you are righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. God says so. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, English Standard Version, it says, for our own sake, He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him, Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Know this. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are without a doubt the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. So mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, you can cover your children in prayer. So get busy. I want you to get busy today declaring God's Word over your children and get into this war. Declare it over your nieces and to your nephews. And again, do not forget Acts 16:31, where it says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. You know, we spoke about this earlier. Declare it over your children and over your loved ones. You know, I really pray today that you understand that the power of what I've just told you about the scriptures and about you having the power and authority, that you have a say in this, that Satan, he has power, but he has no authority. But you have power and you have authority. You have both, but he has none. Your child shall be delivered. Your child shall escape from whatever has them bound. That's a promise from God. But in order for that promise to be fulfilled, you're going to have to pray God's word over that child, and you're going to have to confess out loud out loud those words over your children, and you need to do it on a daily basis, and you will see changes in that child. You will see them. Some of them will be like overnight. Some of them might take a little bit longer, but just don't give up. If you stand on this word and confess it over them, pray over them, be determined not to give up no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, what you feel. I hope you're hearing me. You know, here is some admonition that you can give against the devil. I used this scripture, I think, in the first part of the message in Jeremiah 31:16. It says, this is what the Lord says. Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. Hallelujah. They will return. It's a promise. They will return from the land of the enemy. That, my friends, is some good news. He's saying here, to dry, you know, restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. He said, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. He's saying that your prayers that you're praying over your children are not going to be in vain. He's saying here that, you know, your work is going to be rewarded. In other words, their prayers are going to be rewarded, and your reward is going to be when your children accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they get drug out of that pit that they've dug themselves in, or get off that wrong road or path that they have, that the enemy has gotten them on. And I know in the last few years that things have been going spinning out of control, but it's time that we spin them back in control again, and realize that we don't have to tolerate a lot of this stuff that the enemy is putting on us. We don't have to tolerate it. We're children of the high God. We, you know, we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have God Almighty, the Creator of the universe. So we don't have to put up. We don't have to tolerate this stuff that the enemy's throwing at us or our children, whether it's, you know, praying for the salvation and deliverance of our children, or deliverance for ourselves from some health issue or some financial issue. It's all the same. God's Word works in every one of those situations. Praise the Lord. It says here, they will return from the land of the enemy, as I said before, and that, my friends, is some good news. Saints, this is a promise. They're not just empty words. Please keep that in mind. It's not just a promise. This is a promise, and these promises are not just empty words. They're truth. They're fact. And here's some more facts and some more promises. You know, write this down. In Isaiah 44, verse 3 says, for I will give you abundant water for your thirst and for your parched fields, and I will pour out my spirit and my blessings on your children. Think about that. He says, I will pour out my spirit. Jesus said, I'll pour out my spirit and my blessings on your children. Think about that. And Isaiah 49:25 says, but the Lord says, even the captives of the mightiest and the most terrible shall all be freed. You know, that's shouting news right there. He says, for I will fight. He said, they're going to be free, because God says, I will fight those who fight you, and I will save your children. Let me go back and read that again. In Isaiah 49:25, but the Lord says that even the captives of the mightiest and most terrible, he says, shall be freed. He says, for I will fight for those who fight you, and I will save your children. That is a promise. And the Bible tells us in Numbers 23:19, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should change his mind. He says, have I not said, and has it not come about? So God says this, and you can count on it. You can take it to the bank, as they say. And I hope that you're hearing me, because these are promises straight from the mouth of God. Mamas and daddies, we have authority in the Spirit. Even if your child is grown and of age, it matters not. It doesn't really matter where they're adults and they're left home, or it doesn't matter if they're still there. He loves our children even more than we do. He really does. Always declare the word and pray for them according to the will of the Father. And please keep this in mind. Make note of it. Never, never, never pray your own will. You don't ever want to pray your own will. And it will always work out. It really will. And it'll always work out, because God will always back up His word. He don't back up your words, but He will back up His words. So spend your time saying what His word says, and also not what you want them to be. That's another thing. You don't want to spend your time saying what you want them to be. You want it to be God's will. And I caution this. Because it's so easy, it's really so easy to think that we know what they need. A lot of times we think we know what's good for our children, but we don't always know what's good for them or what is best for our own children. We may think that they need to return and serve this way or serve that way, and we may think they need to be a worship leader or a minister or something of that sort. But no, I say no. We must pray His will, God's will. And I also encourage you to pray in the Spirit as it is His perfect will. For instance, you can pray this word, God's word, over your child in Acts 26:18 in the NIV. It says, Lord, I pray that you will open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Hallelujah. You probably won't write those verses down. Saints, you always want to make sure you're praying God's words and not yours. It's His words that He backs up. And I want to pray this prayer again. It says, Lord, I ask you to build a hedge of thorns around. And when you're out doing this, I put a little insert names. In other words, when I'm praying for my children, I insert their name in this place. Said, Lord, I ask you to build a hedge of thorns around so-and-so, his name, to separate my loved ones from any influence not ordained by you. I pray that those who are bad influence will lose interest and flee, and that my loved ones will lose interest in them as well. May that hedge defend against any contact with those who are out of your will. I pray that in their frustration, that the prodigal, my child, will return home, will return to you. In Jesus' name I pray. But you know, you can also say this, Father, I thank you right now, you know, that you're delivering my children in our times of sowing. I know that you have not lost one seed, and a harvest will come. I thank you right now that you're bringing laborers across my children's path to minister your word to them, to set them free. I release angels to minister to them and declare that no devil in hell will be able to keep them bound with chains of anything contrary to your word. I ask you to surround them with your goodness, for it is the goodness of God that brings repentance. I confess this word over them, and as I do, I thank you that it's shattering the obstacles in their lives into pieces. I give you praise that you are delivering them from deception and delivering them to truth, from sin and to life everlasting. And I thank you, Lord, that they will sense the peace on my life, and it will bring restoration. I have peace because I have this promise that will not be shaken. Hallelujah. I believe that I receive, and therefore I shall have what I prayed, according to Mark 11:24. You know, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to remember, like I said, that you can go over to my website, order a copy of both these prayers, and start praying for them this very day. Remember, we are in a war. We are in a battle that Satan is battling us for our children, the lives of our children. But we have the power and we have the authority, and don't you ever forget it. You are a child of the living God, and you have power, and you begin to exert that power and that authority.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled, The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for your promises that you have given to your children, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and set free. They shall be rescued, and blessed is the fruit of their womb. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, you said, Father, that all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Father, I thank you that when the people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive paths that they're on, that we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask you to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to understand that we're not helpless and we're not powerless, that through prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can form a barricade, or we can form a double hedge to keep our children from destructive influences that Satan sends their way. Even though we can't change a person's will, our Father can remove wrong influences and frustrate the attempts of those trying to get to our loved ones. And we pray that the Lord of harvest will force out and bring laborers across our paths. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word. The word of God against the word.